So the Gemara said, Amale Markashisha Bereda Rav Chisla Rav Ashi. Markashisha, who was the son of Rav Chisla, told Rav Ashi. So Rav Chisla had a son, Markashisha. We know that Rav Chisla actually had two sons. One son was named Markashisha. The other son's name was Mar Yanuka. Rashi, in the Sechtes Ksubis, Daf Peites Amid Beis, says, quote, Shnei Banim Hayul Rav Chisla. The same Shneim Shachem. They both had the same names. Elosha Hagadol Kairulay Markashisha. The older one was called Markashisha. Velitzar, and the younger one was Kairulay Mar Yanuka. Right? Kashisha in Aramaic means older. Yanuka in Aramaic means younger. So the older son was called Markashisha, and the younger son was called Mar Yanuka. It's interesting. Tosfos in Mesechtes Bava Basra, Daf Zayin Amid Beis, he brings Rashi and Ksubas Peites Amid Beis, and Tosfos says, I hope Shatz Fakert. I hold that Markashisha was the younger of the two sons, and Mar Yanuka was the older of the two sons. Why would it be that way? Markashisha was the son that was born to Rav Chisda when he was older, and that's why he was called Markashisha. As opposed to Mar Yanuka, he was the son that was born to Rav Chisda when he was younger, thus he was called Mar Yanuka. But La'ayla, Mar Yanuka was older than Markashisha. But Al-Kapan and Rav Chisda had two sons. Both sons had the same name. The name was Mar. One was Mar Yanuka, the other one was Markashisha, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, which was the older one and which one was the younger one. Once upon a time, we spoke out a tshuva from the Divrei Malkiel. This tshuva is in Chelek Gimel, it's in Simin Ayin Hei, and it's a famous tshuva. And the reason this tshuva is famous is because Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in his Time of the Krah in Parshas Kisetz, he made it famous. The shayla over there that was asked to the Divrei Malkiel was, there was a man who had a daughter whose name was Simcha. Because I'm sorry if I had a daughter whose name was Simcha. Simcha Lehman. So this is a man who has a daughter, her name is Simcha, and now they just had a son, and this person wants to name his son Simcha. So Simcha is maybe a girl's name and maybe a boy's name. And the question that was asked to the Divrei Malkiel was, can I name two of my children the same name? I have a daughter whose name is Simcha, and I want to name now my son also Simcha. Is that okay? We're going to have two children, one a girl, one a boy. They're both going to have this name Simcha, because L'chayru Simcha Shtims if it's a girl, and Simcha Zicha Shtims if it's a boy. This was the child that was asked to the Divrei Malkiel. Said the Divrei Malkiel that the emes is, it's a very strange thing. I never met a person who has two children that both have the same name. And really, go back generations, you're not going to find anything like this. Stating that, if you go back a very, very long time, you will find this. He says, it's a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, where you find that David HaMelech had two sons that had the same name, Ayin Sham. And he says, I have a raya from a Gemara as well, from the great Amir Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda had two sons, and they both had the same name. Their name was Mar. By the way, just to be clear, Mar means master, right? Abaya always refers to Rabbi as Mar. Mar Shmuel, right? Mar always means master, but Mar was also a name. In fact, it was a very popular name. It was a super common name back in the day. It can be called Mar. So in a world when they didn't name anyone Moshe, Nahar, and Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, as we've spoken about in the past, and the names Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, but the name Mar was actually, some of those names were given, but the name Mar was a very, very typical name, right? The most famous is Mar Baravashi, but Mar was a very, very typical name. But Rav Chisda has two sons, both are named Mar. Now, to differentiate and to distinguish between the two, one was called Mar Yanuka, the other one was called Mar Kashisha, but says the Divrei Malkiel, you see, klar that people used to do it. So people used to do it, it's okay. But Lamai, so we don't do it now. So what's going on? Like, when did it really change? So he says there could be the pshat is as follows. There's a medrash in the end of Parshas Noach. It's on the pasuk Ulashem Yulad Gamhu Avi Kol Bnei Efer. Says the medrash that if you go through the pasuk, it's a little bit unclear which one of the brothers were the oldest. It's not clear if Shem is older than Yefes or if Yefes is older than Shem. Ayin Shem in the medrash, Rashi brings in the Chumash. It's a little bit unclear what's going on in that pasuk. But in middle of that medrash, says the medrash that you should know the following. Once upon a time, when people would name a child, they would name the child based on events that were going on in the world. Now people don't name their children that way anymore. Today, the way we name our children is based on desires. So a father, a mother, a baba, a zayda, that's the way we give names today. So once upon a time, it was done based on what was going on. Today, we do a little bit differently. Now, what's the difference? And the Medrash has two nuschais, Rabbi Yossi for Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Yossi said, They knew their yichus. They didn't feel that they had a name after their zaydis because they knew who their zaydis were anyways. We don't know our yichus. Because this is a good way of solidifying your yichus. A good way to make your yichus known would be this. They would name l'shem amura. Aval anu she'ein anu mishtamshim beruach hakodesh. We're not mishtamshim beruach hakodesh. Anu moitzin l'shem aviseinu. We go based on the zaydis. So the Medrash has two pshatim: Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav Yosi. Why the Rishonim did it l'shem amura? Either it's because they knew their yichus, so they didn't have to solidify their yichus like this. You name based on the Mura, right? There's certain families. You know he belongs to a certain family or a certain sect just based on his name. The name can sometimes be very revealing. And faket, there's a cheshbon to it. It's mamish based on a medrash. The Inami, Rabbi Yossi, said it was based on Ruach HaKadosh. Says, Divrei Malkiel, Yesh Lo Me'azar. Rabbi Yossi's reason was that the Rishonim knew their yichus, that they were we don't know our yichus, therefore we do a l'shem aviseinu. See, he says that I think this is the nekuda. He says when people were naming l'shem ma'ura, if they felt that there were two children where the ma'ura was the same for the both children, so they would give the two children the same name. Today that we name based on zaydis, so we don't give two children the same name. If it's working with the ma'ura, so the cheshbon is the ma'ura. Whatever the ma'ura is, it makes sense to work with the ma'ura. If the cheshbon is, the zayd is then not. And he says two reasons. One reason is because if a person's going to name after a father twice or a zayda twice, it's going to look a little bit like he has two fathers, two zaydas. And this is halacha in Hilchas Kibud Aveim, that even though we know a father because Roy Bilos Achra Abal, but at the same time, you have to be sensitive and not to act as if maybe you're not 100% sure that you know who your father is. So out of a disrespect for the Tata, so if you're going to give two names, so it looks like maybe there's two people, you're masupik, who's really the Tata, and that's really, you're giving this name, you're giving that name. And he says, besides, we know the neshama of someone you name after goes into the child, so it could be once you take this neshama for one of your children, you can't use it again, right? Can't use sandik twice? There's such an Indian, you can't use it a second time. But if it's based on the ma'ira, he says, I don't, what's the difference? So the ma'ira, if it chasnit itself over, maybe it could be okay. So he says, Yeshloi, Ma'arav Chizda, when he gave the name Mar, he was going based on the Ma'ar. And he said it works out with Rabbi Yossi's Pshat, say Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's Pshat. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's Pshat, it's based on Ruach HaKodesh, Rav Chizda. You think he had Ruach HaKodesh? Right, we know the truth from the Divrei Chaim, if the Archaim HaKodesh had Ruach HaKodesh. Snavad Rav Chizda had Ruach HaKodesh. So if he had Ruach HaKodesh, so what's the Shaila? This is something he was able to do, Hashem Amura. And if it's based on Yichus, he says Gishmak. He says, we know the Mishnah says in the beginning of Asar Yuchsin, Eretz Yisrael is Isol above her. What does that mean? In Eretz Yisrael, there were always questions about the yichus. But in Bavel, they used to keep pristine yichus. So Rav Chizda is one of the G'doylei Bavel. So he probably knew his yichus. And being that he knew his yichus, it wasn't necessary for him to name after Rabbi Yisenu. But the point is, now that we do it based on the Zaydas, we don't do it based on the Mura. So now already the whole thing is going to change. He goes on and he says, it could be that's why, once upon a time, people used to change names on a dime, right? Like Moshe Rabbeinu, instead of Hosea, we're going to call him Yeshua. And there's many examples of this. Says the Divrei Malkiel, an unbelievable thing. He says that when they used to name people based on the Ma'ira, they would change the name based on the Ma'ira also. The name is not the Zayda, the name is the Ma'ira. So if the name is the Ma'ira, so good. Now the Ma'ira warrants a new name. And that's why you find people changing names all the time. He says, but as it relates to naming after Zayd, then it's not Pashit. And then people only do it if it's Mishana Mazel and it's done for Chodesh Yesh by Sakonabi. He says, otherwise it's very rare. It's Loish Shchiach. Because now already you're playing in the Olam HaNeshamos. It's a whole different world. And being that it's in a whole different world, over there it's going to be different. But Al Kapanim, he says, that's the Nakuda over here. The Nakuda is that Rav Chizda maybe was naming after the Ma'ira, and being that he was naming after the Ma'ira to give two people with the same name is fine. He had two sons that was Mar. Later they would become known as Mar Yonuka and Mar Kishisha respectively. Incidentally, this is not the reason this tshuva is famous. We mentioned earlier, it's based on something that Rav Chaim said, and that is at the very, very end of the tshuva, the last three lines of this long Gishmak tshuva, says the Divrei Malkiel, U'belav hochi ani tomeya b'mashenagu likro l'nekevois b'shemoi shenekron behem scharem. Says this whole idea that you're giving a girl a boy's name, the in roy lasis came, the yesh baze kamach shoshois, the zeche ledover yesh me isa the isolay silbash simlas gavah. Could be even over the isolay silbash if you give a woman a boy's name or vice versa. So it says the different Malkiel, this Shiloh wasn't even a Shiloh of naming two children with the same name. This Shiloh was a Shiloh of a boy and a girl having the same name. He says to me, That's already a whole different Indian. Ani tameya, the ein roi lasis kain, the eish baze kamach shoshes, kemuvin, the zechel adover, kumbi, this falls into the isoloi silvash. So Chaim Kanievsky, in Parshasky Seitz, in Time of the Crow, he says that the different Malkiel was ma'oira, that it could be this an isoloi silvash, for a girl to have a boy's name, boy to have a girl's name, as if names have to be either 100% boy's names or 100% girl's names. Says Reb Chaim, I found many names where you find side boys and side girls have the same names, and Reb Chaim lists no less this vinegar iron test names, 79 names, where he goes through it. This is Bikias on another level. We spoke at this raid by shortly after the Petir of Reb Chaim. This is a shtickle that brings out the goyness of Reb Chaim in an incredible way, where he's finding names. Some of the names that he brings out are not even names of Tanam Amiram, but it's Ben Ploini, where you find this name. It's absolutely brilliant. It's epic. It's page Reish Chaf Hei in Time in the Krah. He starts off with this different Malkiel, but the end of the different Malkiel, the last part. We spoke out the middle part of the different Malkiel, but just to end with this, and that is, so Rav Chisda had two sons, Mar Kashisha and Mar Yanuka. Rashi says Mar Kashisha was the older child. Taisva said Mar Kashisha was the younger child. Why was it called Mar Kashisha? Because he was born to Rav Chisda when he was older. So I was thinking, it's like a little bit funny. I understand Rashi. Mar Kashisha is the older child. But why would you call a child Mar Kashisha based on the fact that he was born when his father was older? So what came to mind was the Velt says over that the Divrei Chaim wrote in his Tzava, he told his children, he had many children, and he told his children that all the kids should be mechabed his oldest child and they should be mechabed his youngest child. That's what he said. Be mechabed the oldest child, be mechabed the youngest child. And he said like this, the oldest child should be mechabed. That's a chiyuv. L'rabbi zachicha agadol. But he said, my youngest child, my ben zakuni, we should be mechabed as well. And he said, the reason is because this child I had when I was already the Divrei Chaim. Divrei Chaim had a child when he was older. And he said, this child was born when I was a Divrei Chaim. This child is a different child. He has a different Kedusha. Rav Chisda's younger child is Mar Kashisha. He was born when Rav Chisda, Shangivain Rav Chisda. That's a Milo. Mar Kashisha is a Milo. It's a Milo to be the older child. But there's also a Milo to the fact that this child was born when Rav Chisda, Shangivain Rav Chisda. The Kedusha of that child is already a whole different child. And that's why this child was called Mar Kashisha.